And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 31st of May, 2011. It's the birthday of Clint Eastwood, 1930, San Francisco, who was a musician, pianist, played jazz, learned from recordings by Fats Waller before he was an actor or movie director. 1927, on this day, the last Ford Model T rolled off the assembly line in Detroit, had a 20-horsepower engine, could get up to 45 miles per hour, and it cost $290. 1790, on this day, George Washington signed into law the Copyright Act, granting copyrights for a term of 14 years. And it's the birthday of Walt Whitman, West Hills, Long Island, New York, 1819, who tended to the sick and the injured, the dying during the Civil War, first in the Brooklyn Hospital, and then in December 1862, when his brother George was wounded. Whitman traveled to Washington, D.C., and stayed there to help the wounded and dying, Union and Confederate alike. Spent hours in primitive hospitals, moving up and down between the rows of cots, between horribly maimed soldiers, talking to them, wiping their brows, bringing them fruit, writing letters home. Here's a poem by Walt Whitman on his birthday, Vigil Strange I Kept on the Field One Night. Vigil strange I kept on the field one night when you, my son, and my comrade dropped at my side that day. One look I but gave, which your dear eyes returned with a look I shall never forget. One touch of your hand to mine, oh boy, reached up as you lay on the ground. Then onward I sped in the battle, the even contested battle, till late in the night, relieved to the place at last. Again I made my way, found you in death, so cold, dear comrade, found your body, son of responding kisses, never again on earth responding. Bared your face in the starlight, curious the scene, cool blew the moderate night wind. Long there, and then in vigil I stood, dimly around me the battlefield spreading, vigil wondrous and vigil sweet, there in the fragrant, silent night. But not a tear fell, not even a long-drawn sigh. Long, long I gazed. Then on the earth, partially reclining, sat by your side, leaning my chin in my hands, passing sweet hours, immortal and mystic hours, with you, dearest comrade. Not a tear, not a word, vigil of silence, love and death, vigil for you, my son and my soldier, as onward silently stars aloft, eastward new ones upward stole, vigil final for you, brave boy. I could not save you, swift was your death. I faithfully loved you and cared for you living. I think we shall surely meet again. Till at latest lingering of the night, indeed just as the dawn appeared, my comrade I wrapped in his blanket, enveloped well his form, folded the blanket well, tucking it carefully overhead and carefully under feet, and there and then, and bathed by the rising sun, my son in his grave, in his rude dug grave I deposited, ending my vigil strange with that, vigil of night and battlefield dim, vigil for boy of responding kisses, never again on earth responding, vigil for comrade, swiftly slain, vigil I never forget, how as day brightened I rose from the chill ground and folded my soldier well in his blanket and buried him where he fell. Walt Whitman's poem, Vigil Strange, I Kept on the Field One Night. The Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.